settling into the body. Maybe resting back into the body, bringing awareness to the whole back of the body. Doing that, we can soften the sense of self wanting to move forward, needing to move forward. Resting back. Having a sense of openness across the back. Heart area. Softening in the hands, and the jaw and face, around the eyes. Dropping down into the lower body, belly, buttocks, legs. Softening in the belly. Seeing how much it's possible to open to any sensations of tightness. noticing now what's most prominent in the whole field of body experience, sensations. Can we bring metta to whatever is most prominent, most to the fore, most showing itself right now? So maybe it feels as if we're bringing metta, a flow of metta, to that experience. Or maybe it's more as if that experience is received into a field, a space of metta. Maybe it's more just a sense of welcoming that experience, allowing it, accepting it, cherishing it, whatever words work for us. And any resistance can that be felt in the body, the tightening it brings, and welcomed also. taking in now the whole field of body sensations, the whole body. This aliveness, these sensations pulsing, shimmering, opening to the whole field of body sensations with metta, receiving it with metta. Maybe noticing what happens as we do this to the perception of the body, to how the body feels, how it's experienced. As we bring metta to it, tuning in to sound, the whole field of sounds, sounds from nearby, far away, this whole field of sound constantly changing, bleeping, pulsing, shimmering, different textures of change. Welcoming, allowing, cherishing. This field of sound experience. These sounds co-arising with this perceiving heart-mind, not separate from it. Not separate from us. bringing into our awareness someone from the retreat, imagining them, their presence in front of us. Staying connected with the body, noticing what's there, noticing how we're seeing this person. How we're perceiving them. And seeing if it's possible to let go a little bit more in the body. Maybe noticing what happens to our perception of this other. As we let go. So this perception that's arising partly with our own state of heart, mind, and body. Knowing it as a perception. arising with this heart mind. And reflecting now that this person is perceived in so many different ways by different people and by themselves. Who can say what they really are? A complete mystery, undefinable, ungraspable, totally beyond definition.